This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back in again. It's been way too long. Time for Seattle Mariners offseason edition of MLB.com Extras. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, hey, Greg, you know, while you and I have been doing, you know, not quite as much, Jerry DiPaolo, he, new general manager, he's on the move, man. He has been busy making trades, what, three trades in 11 days. He's been at least one of the most active teams this offseason already. What have we learned about Jerry DiPaolo so far?
Yeah, I think what we've learned, Dave, about Jerry is he's not going to let the grass grow under his feet, that's for sure. He came in, and it's funny, his first trade he made, a six-player deal with Tampa, moved a lot of Brad Miller, Logan Morrison, and Danny Farquhar for three players from Tampa coming back, and Nathan Carnes and a reliever, C.J. Riefenhauser, and a young outfielder, Boog Powell. And I said to him at the time, one of the questions I asked was, you know, boy, you're coming right out of the gates here, firing early, you know, what's the rush? And he said, hey, I've been working on this for the past 4 weeks. You know, this is something we've been talking about since the season ended. And I thought to myself, he just got the job at that point. I mean, he literally came on the last week of the season. So this is a guy, and he had a lot of balls. You got to remember, he was juggling a lot of balls at the time. Deciding on his manager, you know, he let Lloyd McClendon go. They hired Scott Service and made a lot of moves in the front office, and he was talking to people, trying to decide who was coming, who was going, evaluating his new team. And it turns out at the same time, he's talking to other general managers already about trades and potential trades and pulled one off, you know, right out of the chute as soon as, free agency opened and kind of the start of things. As soon as the World Series ended, boom, he's on the phone with Tampa and makes a six-player deal. And he hasn't stopped yet. You know, a couple more trades after that, getting Joaquin Benoit from the Padres and a trade with the Rangers to get Leonis Martin and a reliever, Anthony Bass. So, yeah, he's just it's interesting when you talk to DiPaolo, a bright guy, and he definitely has a clear idea what he wants to do with this roster, and we're kind of seeing that start to take place now, Dave.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too. I noticed with the deal with the Rangers, and he's talking a lot about Leonis Martin, and there's all the old-school stuff, right? Ken Bogar used to work with him. Nelly Cruz played with him, so they took all this sort of analog information that they had, and then he balances that immediately with discussion of his WAR, his wins above replacement the last 3 years, and he seems like a very smooth and natural meld of, you know, sort of those two institutions of general manager style, and I just think it's interesting, it's compelling. And they're all trying to do it, right? Everybody's trying to bring those two philosophies together into one effective one. But it's just, I don't know, it's just as a personification of it, he seems like a very good example.
I think you're right on with that. And that's important because you can be a numbers guy, and a lot of numbers, you know, talking about Leonis Martin, a guy with defensive runs saved, top in baseball, and these things that we never even calculated, you know, 5-6 years ago, whatever. I mean, maybe somebody did, but we weren't that aware of him. He's a guy that brings those to the fore, but he also is very obviously in tune with people and relationships and what guys bring. And as you mentioned, you know, a lot of the moves he's made have been with people that he's familiar with or people that he has connections with and certainly trusts. And certainly with Martin, that was a key. Tim Bogar is the new bench coach, and he's a guy who's worked with DiPaolo in Anaheim last year, he was the interim skipper in Texas when Martin was starting at center field, and a guy that knows Martin well and believes he understands how to make him tick, and that's important to him. And yeah, he did talk to Nelson Cruz, a guy that played with Martin and carries a lot of weight in that clubhouse, and a guy who who knows people and wants guys around him that are on the same page. And Cruz is certainly a hard worker, and when he gets an endorsement, I think that's taken with solid approval. So, yeah, I mean, he's doing his homework. He certainly has a lot of past connections with teams, and we're seeing some of that come to the play already. And like you said, he's a guy who does know and does appreciate numbers. He's an analytics guy. He's also a guy who values scouting and players and what they've done and how they work with people. So yeah, it is an interesting mix, and I think it's an important one. And when the Mariners went out to, it's interesting when Kevin Mather went to hire a general manager, he said, I want a guy who understands numbers. I want a guy who understands people. And if he doesn't understand them, I want him to have people around him who has those strengths. And I think Poto clearly was a guy who understands all aspects of this game.
Yeah, and you know, to dovetail on the Tim Bogaert thing, here's a guy who, I don't know that he gets the headlines, but he's certainly a name that comes up all the time for managerial opens. And I think one of those guys who people feel like will be a great manager one day. So he's the bench coach, Scott Servais, the manager. We really haven't had a chance to talk a whole lot about Servais, you and I, but that's the other thing, is putting together this baseball staff. He seems to have obviously he has a very clear idea of how he's going to go about it, and who cares, I guess, what I think. But from the outside, I tell him I approve. Things look pretty good. I like these guys that he's putting in place.
Yeah, he brought in Manny Acta now, so they're a third base coach, and the guy's been around the game and certainly well connected. Mel Stottlemyre Jr. is going to be the pitching coach. They love Edgar Martinez. Jerry's been very high on and talking with Edgar and getting him back on staff. I think that's really a key. And in fact, one of the things we talked about, Leonis Martin, you know, Jerry said this is a guy who he thinks can work well, and that Edgar could work wonders, when he spent some time with Leonis. So, you know, they have an interesting mix they're building there, and the coaching staff. Scott Servais, he is an interesting story. He's a guy who has not been a manager at any level, but has a long background with Jerry DePoto, and they see things very similarly. They're both first to say they don't always agree on everything, but they understand how to disagree and how to make that work, and it'll be interesting. Scott Servais, kind of, I won't say a blank slate as a manager. He's certainly been around baseball a long time as a farm director, but as far as on-field managing, it'll be the first time in a dugout at the major league level for him, and that'll be interesting. But you mentioned Tim Bogaert. He is a guy who has been in the dugout, has been a bench coach, and was the interim skipper in Texas and did quite well in that role, and he'll be his right-hand man. So, you know, they're pretty comfortable with that. And Servais, having talked to him a little bit, another bright guy, kind of reminds me a little of DePoto and just a thinker. You know, he's a guy who does understand numbers, but also people and communication and the importance of kind of the managerial role and working with guys. And it's going to be interesting to see him and how he works. One thing I've heard is he loves practice. He loves fundamentals. He loves working on things, and that's the way he was as a player, and that's the way he intends to be as a manager. So, and that's something important. You know, every manager talks about it. The Mariners certainly have in the past, but they were a team that made some mistakes on the field, some base running errors, some mental errors. Those are things they're going to want to work out, and Servais certainly going to put those on his list. Should be an interesting camp when we get down to Peoria.
Yeah, of course, we've found out in recent years that managerial experience, previous managerial experience, can really only hold you back, as Jeff Banister has proven, and many others. It just seems to be the trend lately. But so, in our last couple minutes, where do you feel the focus is in terms of areas where DePoto is going to, try to improve this team? What positions, catcher? where's he going?
They're definitely going to bring in a catcher. It'll be interesting what they do exactly with Mike Zunino. You know, as a guy that is believed to be a big part of the future of this franchise, and finished the year last year in AAA, and then went down to instructional league and just work on his swing. He's a guy that's still part of the plans, but I don't know that they know where he is exactly coming out of the chute next year. I believe they'll go get a veteran catcher. You know, we've heard names like Chris Iannetta as a guy that's on the radar, certainly. It'll be interesting to see. They'll definitely have a veteran there, whether it's as a starter with Zunino starting out in the minors or working behind, or if it's a guy that works side by side with Zunino, we'll see. That's certainly another area that's going to be addressed here as we go forward. I keep reminding myself we haven't even got to the winter meetings yet, so there's certainly a lot of time for more changes. Bullpen, I think, is a huge area, both for Service and DePoto have talked about. Hey, they would really want to beef up, and that's not a surprise. I think we see that around baseball, certainly with the Royals' success. And the Mariners 2 years ago, you know, went a long way with a really stout bullpen, and last year that dropped off, and that was a huge part of the difference between 2014 and 2015 for this club. So they brought in Joaquin Benoit, which was a big move, but they parted ways with Tom Wilhelmsen, so kind of changed parts there in the back end of the bullpen. So I think there's still some moves to be made there. Anthony Bass, they brought in, would be one of those. But I definitely expect them to add a couple bullpen arms. Still addition to be made, I believe, in the outfield. Probably someone that can work in tandem with Nelson Cruz in right field. There's someone, a strong defender, that they can work in there in a situation and let Cruz DH more. And I'm still not sure quite where they are at first base. Mark Trumbo right now is the guy, and whether he's still there when we get to spring remains to be seen. DePoto traded him once when he was the GM of the Angels, and one of the things he's talked about is getting more athletic, and whether that means at first base or not, we'll see. It's right now, having moved Logan Morrison, the two first basemen, left, or Trumbo and Jesus Montero, so we'll see if that's the case long term. I just think there's still moves to be made. There's no question that DePoto's a guy who has shown he has clear ideas, and I think we're just kind of starting to touch the surface of how much he might change this thing. So I'm not going to sit here and make blanket statements about what we're going to see certainly in a couple of months, because I'm not certain what we're going to see even in a couple of weeks when we get to Nashville for the winter meeting. So still a lot of work to be done, and kind of fun being part of one of the more active teams in the majors right now.
Yeah. I mean, nothing like it. You know, in the off season, might as well be talking ball and getting excited about the next year. And I know Mariners fans will be chomping at the bit after this last season. So, all right, we'll stay in touch, Greg. We look forward to seeing what happens after the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll do it again right back here.
Okay, Dave, good talking to you.
Okay, there he goes. That's Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.